Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Today's inspiration is to remind you that God sees you. Have you ever been through something so hard that it left you feeling forsaken, overlooked, and isolated in the wilderness? We've all been there before, and yet, even though our feelings tell us otherwise, the Word of God promises that the Lord is perpetually with us. He sees our affliction and will always meet us at our point of need. In today's devotion, God is confirming for you that not only does He see you, but He has an amazing plan for your life, and His purpose will be accomplished in you. Welcome to this, your Thursday, October 19th, 2023 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. I feel like singing, "This is the day." This is the day that the Lord has made. When I was growing up in my daddy's church, bestie, that's how we would start service. Somebody would start randomly singing that, and that meant everybody hush. Service is now convening. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I wonder which of my besties listening knows that song based on Psalm 118 and 24. If you listen to the Daily Cup on my YouTube channel under my name, Deanna Hobbs, D-I-A-N-N-A-H-O-B-B-S, and if you know that song, leave me a comment, bestie, and tell me. Growing up in the church, there are so many little things that became traditions, and millions of people in the body of Christ had those same traditions, even though they've never met each other. I just love how our experiences, even though they aren't all the same, the similar ones unite us and remind us that we are more alike than we are different, aren't we? Sometimes people get caught up in denominations and traditions that don't ultimately matter to God. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died and rose again to free us from sin and redeem mankind back to the Father, and that He is the only way to salvation, then we're on the same page. And I'm just so grateful that in our Daily Cup community, which is a big global community, we are able to come together and receive the word of the Lord and just love each other and support one another and grow together in the things of God. I just love you, bestie. I'm thankful that God consistently moves on your heart to be supportive and help this 501c3 nonprofit ministry reach so many souls globally with the gospel, distribute free Christian resources and Bibles, and give practical resources to meet humanitarian needs with your donations. We're doing ministry over here, right? I never wanted to be one of those Christians that James 2 and 16 in the New Living Translation talks about, who say, "Goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well," but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. This Bible verse then asks, what good does that do? Over here, bestie, because you are supportive, we aren't just telling people to stay warm and eat well. We're donating clothing, food, and other essentials, and it's just a blessing to be a blessing. And I know that God did not call everyone to start an organization and do the exact same thing, right? Which is why it's beautiful for you to know that you can simply sow a seed into good ground over here. And just like that, the Lord will be using your hands and resources to meet global needs. Sometimes we feel small and powerless, but we're not. It takes one person to make a difference. One person. Thank you for being one of those people, bestie. And speaking of making a difference, a precious member of our faith community named Adisa from South Africa wrote into the ministry and said this: "I grew up in an orphanage. I lost both of my parents to disease. We were poor and they could not afford to be treated. and did not have access to medicine. Thank God I was adopted by a loving Christian family when I was 6 years old who reared me in the ways of the Lord. Now I work in a local orphanage where we are grateful to receive biblical resources and care packages your ministry donates. We are teaching children about Jesus, meeting their needs, and loving them at a difficult time in their life when they often feel abandoned and forsaken. Thank God for you and your team and your mission to transform lives for the benefit of the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. These testimonies make me so emotional. Glory to God. They just remind me of how impactful we can be for the kingdom, you know, when we submit to God's plan for our lives. Adisa, thank you for sharing this and for the important work you are doing with orphaned children. What a beautiful full circle transformation you've been through. This is what I mean when I talk about the impact of ministry support. Isn't God faithful? Phew! Can we get a good old praise break right here?
And inspiring testimonies like this remind us that God is transforming lives through this ministry. We are grateful for your support that keeps these broadcasts available online as a free resource to help others grow in their faith. If you are being blessed and you believe in our mission to share the gospel, sow a seed of any size at empoweringeverydaywomen.org/donate. Thank you for your generosity.
Well, Daily Cup family, I just feel the presence of God with us today. My, I'm ready to receive the word of the Lord. This audio devotion you're about to hear is a companion to the written devotion of the day, available right now at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. Whichever format is best for you, our team has conveniently made that available. You can also hear this broadcast, a free resource, on select radio stations and wherever podcasts are heard. All right, before we get into today's inspiration, let's pray really quick. God, our Father, you are extraordinary, compassionate, faithful, and so merciful toward us. Thank you for sending your precious daughter, your precious son, to press play and receive revelation from your word. Anoint me for this assignment. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, and minister to those that would open their hearts to receive your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Bestie, it was an amazing thing to witness. I was a youngster at the time, following my father to revivals around the nation. Growing up in the Pentecostal church, I loved being in the services where the faith was high, praise was expressive, and joy was all around. I would sway back and forth on my feet, moving to that wonderful blend of rhythmic drums, melodious chord progressions from the Hammond B3 organ, and that loud thump, thump, thumping of tambourines, the resounding chorus of hallelujahs, and outbreaks of screams and dancing were music to my ears. Ah, the sounds of the Pentecostal church. Nothing like it anywhere. I will love it forever and will always be Pentecostal to my core. On one particular night during a revival service, a woman who had been diagnosed with cancer and had received prayer previously had a testimony to give. Earlier in the week, my father had laid hands on her and prophesied that she was healed. Well, she came back to church ecstatic. She was screaming in the microphone that she had visited her doctor and received a clean bill of health. They told her that they didn't know what happened, but the cancer that had been ravaging her body had gone away. My. The congregation erupted in gratitude-filled praise. Ooh, we danced and danced and danced like David danced in 2 Samuel 6:14. That says David danced before the Lord with all his might. I was tearing that floor up, bestie. We had a time. God heals, right? I have seen it happen in my life and the lives of others, even my own children. That's why I thank God that I was able to travel with my father all those years ago. I believe God used those experiences in my youth to shape me and show me what true faith in God's power produces. And I'm determined to tell others that may not have had the benefit of the experience I had growing up that God is a healer to this day. Oh, bless his name. Some time ago, I was talking to my husband about the power of my father's prayers. And during a conversation, I said with a laugh, "The devil is scared of Dad Brinson." Over the course of many years, I have seen my daddy's bold faith in action and have watched God respond to his faith by showing up in big ways. I mean, he walked into the ICU where doctors couldn't stop my seizures in 2019. For 4 days, they couldn't stop them. And he declared by the authority of Christ, "There will be no more seizures in this room." And I have not had a seizure since. God has given us authority over the enemy. Remember, we just talked about that a few days ago. We learned about the Greek word exousia. Exousia is not just any authority, but it is conferred authority. To confer, meaning to bestow or grant a right, benefit, or privilege upon somebody. So then you and I have had authority conferred upon us by God himself. He has given us the right, the benefit, the power, and the privilege, the exousia, to oppose and overcome the enemy. So anyway, though I was talking about the power of my daddy's prayers, I know that God doesn't only hear Dad Brinson's prayers. He hears yours and mine too. We can go boldly before the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16, and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We know this in theory, right? Yet, if we're honest, there are days when it doesn't look or feel like our petitions ever reach the throne of grace. Sometimes it just doesn't feel like God sees, hears, or even notices us at all. I remember when I got sick in 2016, my body was racked with pain every day. I was in and out of the hospital and doctors couldn't help me for months and months. I was in severe agony with no diagnosis. And because they couldn't diagnose me, they refused to give me any pain medicine to dull the excruciating agony. I cried. I prayed. I was confused. Some days I felt neglected by God. I knew he was with me, but when the pain got so intense that I thought I would die, it seemed like the Lord had forsaken me. Every day felt like Groundhog Day. You know that popular tradition that's celebrated in the United States on February 2nd? According to folklore, if a groundhog emerges from its burrow and sees its shadow, it means there will be 6 more weeks of winter weather. Every day I woke up, bestie, it was like the shadow of death hanging over me, and I knew that the winter season, where nothing new and beautiful blossomed in my life, would remain. But God saw me even then. He knew he would heal my body at a prayer service and give me an incredible testimony of being miraculously cured of 2 autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia. While I was going through it, though, I couldn't see what he was doing. Have you ever been in a storm that made it feel like Groundhog Day in your life, as if you were stuck perpetually in a dark, cold winter season? Somebody is right there right now, and God sent me for you. I know you might feel isolated, stuck, and hidden from God's view. It's been a trying season, and you feel ignored, overlooked, and invisible, as if you are all by yourself, but you're never by yourself. Neither are you overlooked. God sent me to combat the lie and the deception of the enemy that would have you believe that you are forsaken by God. He doesn't want you to trust in the truth that you are loved, valued, treasured, and the apple of God's eye, and that God's plans for your life are good. To come against the enemy's psychological and emotional manipulation and trickery that convinces you that you are invisible, unnoticed, and cast aside, God led me to share Luke 21 and 1 through 4 with you to encourage your heart and remind you that God sees you. In this Bible story, Jesus was visiting the temple in the early first century AD. He was specifically in the vicinity of the treasury where people were putting in their offerings, and Jesus was quietly standing by, observing, studying folks' behaviors and actions, including what they gave in the offering to support the treasury. The church treasury in Jesus's day was primarily used for collecting and keeping tithes, offerings, and donations, and then the money collected would be utilized for things like maintaining and repairing the temple, carrying out sacrifices, providing for religious festivals, supporting religious leaders such as priests and Levites, and assisting those in need, very similar to how tithes and offerings are used in the church today. While Jesus was standing there, Bestie, he noticed many wealthy people putting large amounts into the treasury, but there was this poor widow who only contributed 2 small copper coins. These coins were called mites, translated from the Greek word lepta. A lepton was worth a half penny. 2 lepta were the equivalent of 1 cent. A mite was the smallest denomination of Jewish coinage at that time. Essentially, the impoverished woman who had no husband to help her earn money to support her or anything had to figure out how to fend for herself. She still gave an offering. It totaled in amount to about a penny, but it was all she had. Now, in the natural, what the widow offered was worth the least, which is why many people would have overlooked what she gave, dismissed what she sowed, looked down on what she offered, and paid no attention to her at all. But in the spiritual, what she gave was worth the most because she gave her all. Therefore, Jesus took occasion to celebrate this nameless woman's actions by stating, "This poor widow has given more than all the rest of them." He was acknowledging the fact that she had offered all she had when the wealthy donors had presented only a portion of their abundance. Bestie, true generosity is not measured by the size of our contributions, but rather our heart's posture and willingness to give sacrificially. It's not about how much we give, but how we give that truly matters. The poor widow's sacrifice, because it came from a pure heart, got Jesus's attention. As a result, she is singled out in scripture, and she is still being used in the kingdom of God to this day to inspire us. Talk about impact. I shared all that for this purpose. This message is sent for the one who has given your all to God. He wants you to know that he sees your pure heart. He is El Roi, the God who sees me. I love that name of God in Hebrew. He has not overlooked you or passed you by. You've been honoring God with your life, committing everything you have to him out of a place of loyalty, serving him even when it gets hard, offering sincere devotion and reverence. You've tried to do the right things consistently, even when you haven't felt like you were getting right results consistently. While no one's perfect and God doesn't expect us to be, you do strive to please the Lord. God hasn't overlooked that. You have cried many tears. God hasn't overlooked that. You have suffered for his name's sake. God hasn't overlooked that. You have committed your life to his kingdom to see him glorified. God hasn't overlooked that. God has taken notice of you. You are not undervalued or insignificant. He is not careless concerning your destiny. He is intricately involved in each detail of your life. You can be sure he sees you and has compassion on you. You can be confident that your work, faithfulness, faith, and perseverance are not in vain. The seeds you have sown will produce fruit. God will reward your faithfulness in due season. Keep on going. Don't give up. The world needs you and your example. God wants to use you in ways you can't imagine. Continue serving the Lord with everything you have. And watch what he does. There's a harvest with your name on it. Good things will happen for you if you simply stay the course. When I think about being seen by God, my mind wanders over to a powerful story in Genesis 16 that focuses on Hagar. Remember her? She was the pregnant handmaiden of Abraham and Sarah. She was carrying Ishmael when she fled into the wilderness to escape Sarah's harsh treatment of her. It was a difficult time, and She felt isolated out there in the desert all alone. Scripture says she was wandering in the wilderness of Beersheba. But God entered her dry place to remind her that she was, in fact, seen by God. The Lord took notice of Hagar's affliction and suffering and bestowed upon her an incredible prophetic blessing. He assured her that when her son Ishmael was born, he would be fruitful and would become the father of many descendants. Hagar's name in Hebrew means flight or forsaken, which is so significant. Look at this beautiful picture of God's grace. The forsaken one was reminded by God that she was seen, loved, and valued. And in this 16th chapter of Genesis, Hagar was so humbled by God's compassion. In verse 13, she called him El Roi, the God who sees me. That's where we get this name of God from. A woman who thought she was forsaken and invisible during her time of need, but discovered that the Lord saw her all along. While she was running away from those that did not love her, the one who loved her with an everlasting love was chasing her down. I sense in my spirit that somebody needs to know that God has seen you all along. You feel like Hagar, forsaken, but El Roi has been standing by watching you. Just as Jesus watched the poor widow in the temple, he wants you to know that he recognizes your worth and value, which is why in this time of affliction, he has sent me to offer this comforting word to you. Listen, I know what it feels like to be hurting with no relief in sight, feeling forsaken, stagnant, and lost. But the Lord is assuring you that just as he did with Hagar, he is visiting your wilderness, your dry place, and speaking a word over you. You are significant. He will make you fruitful. Though you feel cast aside in life, Jesus said in John 6 and 37, "Whoever comes to me, I will not cast out." You are not forgotten. You are not rejected. You are chosen. You are special. You are beloved. You have been handpicked by God to be used by him in the kingdom. El Roi sees you. Jehovah Jireh provides for you. Jehovah Rapha heals you. Adonai is your Lord, and he loves you with an everlasting love and will always care for you. To remind you of this truth, oh, bless the name of our great God, I'm stirring a sweetener into your cup of inspiration found in Isaiah 46 and 4 in the New Living Translation. I feel the presence of the Lord. That's going into your cup of inspiration, which says, "I will be your God throughout your lifetime. Until your hair is white with age, I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you." As you drink down the contents of your cup, be assured that God sees you. He has a good plan for you. He will never leave nor forsake you and will be with you always, even until the end of the world. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. Thank you for reminding them that you are El Roi, the God who sees them. Sometimes in their darkest moments, they feel alone, isolated, stuck, and forsaken. But I know that you are with them. I appreciate your compassion you have shown them and the way you take notice of them, even in their wilderness of affliction. Despite what they go through, you have a good plan for them, and you love them with an everlasting love. Thank you for seeing them and caring for them and confirming for them that you are there in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.